This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I called AMAC on the way in. I said, we got to play Don't Mess With Bill. And AMAC is just making sure that we get our Don't Mess With Bill fill. I love it. We used to call this a Motown Monday. This was one of the great songs in Motown history. And it just so happens to fit the new main running back. I don't want to call him the starting running back, but the new main running back for the Washington Commanders. Everybody in the media tried to tell you how good Bill looked. I mean, you know, for those of you that think we're dumb, maybe not so dumb. Maybe not so dumb. I did say on the pregame show with Linnell and Denton yesterday, right after the announcement, that Bill would be active and that Chris Rodriguez would not be. And I thought, well, maybe it was because they're trying to run away from Dexter Lawrence and Bill's got the speed to turn the corner that Chris Rodriguez doesn't absolutely have. Certainly Bill is quicker. So maybe that was the reason. Maybe that's part of the thought process. But the bottom line is, the decision the Commanders made worked. Now, will that be the same decision on Thursday night? Don't know. Don't know. One other thing before we get back to the calls that I wanted to make mention of. I charted this, and I looked at it, and I noted it, and I paid attention to it a lot yesterday. But I didn't have the exact numbers. But if you go back and look at my Twitter timeline, it's what I talked about a lot during the game. And it's also something that Denton Day asked me about on our pregame show yesterday with Linnell. And I said, this would be my guess. I don't know, but this is how I think they'll do it. And how I thought they would do it is exactly how they did it. Marshawn Lattimore yesterday played 59 total snaps. He played 50 as charted by PFF at a wide corner position, outside corner. One of those 50 came at left corner. 49 of the 50 came on the right side. And what that means is, and what that tells you, is Marshawn Lattimore did not play man trail against Malik Nabers, because Malik Nabers lined up plenty on the right side. Trey Amos did. And we asked Trey Amos about that. You'll hear that next hour. Short conversation from the locker room after the game with the Rook. Marshawn Lattimore played 49 of 50 outside corner snaps on the right side. Again, they could have had him trail Malik Nabers all over the place. They trusted Sandra still in the slot. They trusted Trey Amos on the other side. They didn't force Marshawn Lattimore to zigzag all over the place. When you can do that, that's huge. And, oh, by the way, Malik Nabers, 12 targets, but only 5 catches. 71 yards. He did have the 25-yarder. I think that came more against Quan Martin. But the point being is, Marshawn Lattimore was not all over the place with him. And that's exactly how they should have done it. And the way I answered it yesterday afternoon before the game from the stadium was, you know, I think this is how they'll start, but if Malik Nabers starts just killing them like he did in week 2 last year, then you'll probably see Marshawn Lattimore trail him all over the place. But why do it from the start? All right, let's get back to the calls. Let's get to our buddy Jason and Laurel to start off hour number 2 on line 7, AMAC, if we can. What up, Jason? How are you, pal?
Rooster, man, I got to tell you, I was so happy to hear some Motown coming into this segment because
yes,
I missed my Motown Victory Mondays, man. They were awesome last year.
I appreciate that. You know, I'm dabbling, you know, with different concepts and trying to see what works and what I like and what I don't like. And, you know, we might dust it off and bring it back. We might do that on a Victory Monday. Yeah. What's that?
You had to like what you saw yesterday.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You had to like what you saw yesterday.
So here's the thing. I apologize I didn't get back to you. I was exhausted last night, just totally drained from everything that I've been dealing with in life over the last 3-plus weeks. But, you know, I would have loved when they had 430 yards or whatever it was for that to equal more than 21 points. But there were things, penalties, drops, non-catches, the debauchery at the end of the first half that I know kind of led to that. So I'm okay because that was week 1 and because these guys haven't played a whole lot, if at all, since the end of January. If that stuff is still happening regularly and routinely in week 11, then I'm pissed. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I don't think we'll see that. And I think we can look back to last year and say, as the season went on, they looked, you know, better. And I think we looked crisper in this week 1 game than we did last year because it's Jaden's second year of being in a week 1 game. I loved everything. I loved how almost everybody said the same thing. Everybody was talking about stuff to clean up, everybody. Like, the one thing this team has, everybody's got the same message. Whatever they say to these guys during the week, they repeat. Everybody talked about cleaning it up. You know, I think the fact that we got a 2-score win in a divisional game, despite Jaden have what I'm going to call a meh game. He wasn't bad, but he wasn't, like, fantastic. And we still won by 2 scores. I thought that was amazing. Defense totally outperformed, you know, what I had hoped they would be. And, you know, Merritt is obviously going to be the talk of the town for a bit. And to me, he just looks, smells, and sounds like Alfred Morris again. You know, I don't think Alfred Morris was a great running back per se. I think he was a great guy. But Alfred Morris was typecast for exactly what the Shanahans needed a running back to do. And I think Merritt is in the same mold. I don't think Merritt's better than B-Rob. I do think B-Rob is a better running back candidate than Bill. But Bill is typecast for what they need him to do in this offense. And the reality is, B-Rob liked running behind a fullback out of the I formation, and we didn't get to do that a lot in this offense. So, you know, lots of good feeling. I love that they were not in midseason form. They got things to work on. I think we're going to continue to look good next Thursday because one of the things I think our offense was, I think we ran a very vanilla offense. They didn't run a whole lot of formations. I don't think we showed Green Bay a lot. So I bet we have a better game plan for this Thursday. And I'm excited, Chris. I'm ready to go.
I understand.
If we win Friday, will we have Motown on Friday?
I mean, I do agree with you that they are definitely saving some stuff in their bag for Green Bay. There is no, because they're not going to really practice this week. They're going to have a light practice tomorrow and a light practice on Wednesday before jetting off to Green Bay. They're not really practicing. It's more of a mental recovery and rest week and more of a mental week. So you know that what some of what they're going to put into for Thursday is going to be stuff that they repped like last week that they maybe didn't use or didn't put in for today for yesterday.
Yeah, you know, Sheen had one of the safeties on his podcast last night after the game, and Sheen asked the guy, Quan Martin, he asked him, hey, have you guys prepared at all for Green Bay at all? And he said yes. So I think they had some work done probably, you know, in the midst of training camp.
Yeah.
They've prepared for this game a little bit, yeah. But I was real excited. I think we win Thursday, and let's go.
Atta boy. Good to hear from you as always, Jason. Thank you. Good to hear from our guy there. Let's go to Rod in Landover on line four. Rod is on the Team 980. Hello, Rod. How are you?
Hey, man, I'm good. How you doing today, man?
Good to hear from you, bud.
Man, you too. Look, what jumped out at me, man, from the start of the game was how big our defensive line looked. Mm-hmm. I mean, these guys, man, they look like, man, these are some big guys, man. Up Golston, Kinlaw, Payne, Wise. Man, these guys are huge. And I mean, the way they was busting through that line, man, and making tackles in the backfield, it's been a long time since this defense consistently,
yeah,
throughout the whole game, made tackles in the backfield. We might get it for a quarter. We might get it for two quarters. But then in the second half, I mean, these guys for four quarters was punishing the Giants, man. I mean, it was unbelievable.
Well, so I'm glad you brought that up because you're right. I think, you know, there was a run here or run there where you're like, eh. But for the most part, it wasn't like, oh, let's just shut down the run in the first quarter and then get bludgeoned like they did all of last year the rest of the way, right? No. It was consistent. And they rotated a bunch of different guys. And they got behind the line of scrimmage. Again, they had seven run stops for either no gain or loss of yards by my count. I could be wrong on that, but that was my count. And I guess the point being is not only are they stouter and bigger, but they're thicker and they're able to anchor a little bit more better than the sleeker version of Jonathan Allen and of Dante Fowler last year, along with Jerron Payne not playing like a man possessed. And now, while being bigger doesn't always mean good, right? Because if you can't play and if you lose your strength and if you're exhausted and whipped in the third quarter or the fourth quarter, that's not good either. I think these guys are in pretty good shape and they're bigger and stouter and stronger and more able to hold up.
They got guys that are hungry, guys that want to win. And this coaching staff and this GM, man, they knew that when they got these guys. I mean, Dietrich Wise, the guy that came from the 49ers that had the high pick that went to the Jets, Kinlaw, they knew these guys was like this, man. They knew these guys was hungry. Now, granted, it's one game, but, man, this was against a divisional opponent. So the game was not going to be easy. The two games we played against them last year, both of those games were close. You know, we won a game yesterday by two scores, and our offense ain't even looked that great.
Yeah.
So to me, the defense typically starts off the year better than the offense anyway. Jaden kind of missed a few little passes, but you could rest assured that ain't going to be like that. I would even say Thursday night. So to me, the defense just looks so much good, so much better, so much bigger. Even our secondary, man, these guys was punting. I mean, they was hitting. And, you know, Russell Wilson was the best running back the Giants had yesterday. If Russell Wilson was not able to escape half the time, we probably would have had about five or six sacks. It ain't no telling. We just look so much better, man. And as far as our running back, Bill, him with Jaden is going to pair so well because his quickness with his vision, man, it works perfect for this team. Along with Eckler, I still love what Eckler brings. I mean, the way he picked up that first down with all the spinning he was doing, man. These guys are hungry, man. I'm looking forward to Thursday, man, and hail to the Commanders, man.
All right, thank you, brother. Appreciate you. Thank you, Rod. Like when you bring the energy. Let's get to where are we going here? Lap in D.C. on line one. What's up, Lap? How are you?
Hey, what's up, Rooster?
How are you, Lep?
Well, we got a lot of questions answered. You know what I'm saying? Debo looked good. Bill looked good. You know, the defense, like the last caller said, looked good. So I was excited to see. Only thing I was disappointed was, you know, Jaden missed some of those guys. And they just it was no sense of urgency in that first half, especially towards halftime. I thought we should have got some more points. That was just bad execution, bad coaching. You know, even calling that timeout, we probably could have got another play before we wasted that timeout. And so that was my only, you know what I'm saying, issue. But I got all the questions I wanted. I know it's just the first game, man. But, you know, Jaden still looked pretty much the same. He looked poised. He doesn't look rattled. The offense, you know, I was glad to see Chris Moore out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was just a little worried about the receiving. And once Terry gets going, man, we're going to be dangerous. So I think we're going to have a chance, especially if that defense is playing like that. But I was really impressed because I didn't really see the defense being like this, but I figured that they would be improved. So pretty impressive, man. So I'm excited. I think we got a challenge with any team if we could play like that, both sides. But, Roos, I still want, you know, some turnovers for us, man. That's what I'm waiting for. I got to see them force some turnovers because if we create a short field, it's going to be a different ball game to really help our offense out.
You know so, where they need the turnovers? Yeah. Thursday night.
Where?
They didn't necessarily need them Definitely. Yesterday. They need them on Thursday night because that's a significantly better offense and on the road. And a better defense, quite honestly. So that's where they need
definitely, it. Definitely. We're going to get battle tested. Yep. Yeah, we definitely going to get battle tested.
Yeah. So, yeah, I appreciate
we'll
you, Lep.
But I'm excited.
Thank you, buddy. Good to hear from you. Let's go to our guy, AA, Athan, on line six, Indianapolis, because I know he's a busy man. What's up, AA? How are you?
Well, I have taken the walk of shame and rolled my pant leg up and walked out the door for all the gamblers I disappointed with plus six and a half.
You got me hook, line, and sinker on that, but it wasn't the only one, man. My goodness. Boy, you screamed about that all off season long. It's a good thing you're not a professional at that, huh?
Well, you know what? The crazy part is I hit the Dallas game and I hit the Chargers, and I said, watch the third leg of the Giants be the one that blows up in my face. But listen, we should have scored 40 points on them. They left a lot out there. They won, and that's all that matters. I think against a better opponent, it would have probably been 50-50 the other way. But I just was disappointed in all the drops, though. That really surprised me to see Butterfingers on like five or six times. So I hope they get that cleaned up.
Well, it started early with Zach Ertz on that big third down, right? I mean, and a couple others, and then Jaden was behind on a couple. I mean, you hope, right? You hope that's just a week one thing.
We hope. I mean, listen, this just goes to show, I think, more so why they need to play a little bit more in the preseason. But the penalties really surprised me also more than anything. But, again, they won, and that's all that matters. I don't want to come on the show and sound like a Debbie Downer, but we've got a lot of things to clean up. They look hungry. They look a little bit pissed off. I was glad to see that yesterday. I was glad to see Javon Kinlaw do what he was brought in here to do. I was glad to see the linebackers play well and Marshawn Lattimore not go out there and be Marshmallow Lattimore and get toasted. So I was glad to see that. But, you know what? And to finish off the day, I was glad to see your son rocking it out, playing the guitar, and getting everybody singing along.
That was Saturday night in the Canton, Ohio area. His sister took that video that I posted on my Instagram. If anybody wants to go check it out, at Chris Russell DC. But yeah, man, he was having a good old time, and he almost lost his pants, if you noticed. And like a good young man, he said, "Whoa! Got to stop playing guitar so I can hike up my pants." Nobody needs to see. Hey, nobody needs to see what they don't need to see, you know. But he had a good time.
He wasn't trying to show off the Russo moon or the Russo sausage, so you know.
Well, that's a good thing for everybody that was there. I can tell you that much.
Hey, but the ladies were cheering him on. You can hear them chanting his name in the background.
Hey, real quickly before I let you go, so glad you had a chance to go, Saturday night to Oriole Park, Camden Yards, to see the pregame ceremony for Cal. And then My goodness, what an absolute Donnybrook there at the end. I mean, that was a crazy, crazy ninth inning.
Well, you know, the crazier part is I have a gift for leaving my seat when the theatrics happen.
Well, I wasn't going to say that, but, you know, you could have just lied to the American public and said you were there for the whole thing.
Hey, not my style. Listen, okay. I stayed there. Listen, I couldn't bear to watch them get no hit on the 30th anniversary I actually ended up winning an auction. They were having a charity auction. It was a 2131 picture of him 30 years ago that he autographed, and they had it framed and everything. So I was like, well, before somebody tries to roll on me to take this from me, let me get the hell out of here, because it is Baltimore. So, and then it was bottom of the eighth, and I got to the garage, and then I turned it on and saw that, oh, they got one run, at least they, you know, whatever. And then I saw they won it, and I was like, you know what, I'm not going to live this down. I got to let Chris Russell know I did it again. I truly did it again.
I mean, listen, that's why you're the co-varsity. I don't know.
The Dr. Sabah is the major varsity of the show. Shout out to her. She's the legend. But you know what? People like me and Paulie and Jason from Laurel, we're not too far behind
there
her.
You go. So, there you go. Attaboy. Way to go, AA. Appreciate you, as always. More of your calls coming up. By the way, just a quick note, right, with AA calling, and you know he's one of the leaders of the Back to the Redskins name at Rick Snyder's memorial service on Saturday, which was just awesome. I mean, not awesome that we had to be there, but awesome to remember him and his legacy and all that he did for all of us and for this area. And the Commanders did a great job yesterday. I'll have some details on that. They did play after several mentions of Dallas losing by the pastor, who was Rick's longtime friend. They played a double version of Hail to the Redskins at the end of the memorial service. So for those of you that are into that sort of thing, that was, I thought, a nice, interesting touch. On the Team 980, we continue live on this Victory Monday, almost halfway home. More of your calls, more of your reaction, and Trey Amos still coming up before 4 o'clock on the Team 980, streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Trey Amos, my conversation with him after the Commanders win yesterday in the locker room coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. He was good. He wasn't perfect, but he was good. And again, Drew, Malik Nabers plenty. I was just looking at some PFF numbers for him. 3 catches against 4 targets, but only 27 yards. So, again, kept most everything under control. Long of 16. Did miss a tackle, according to them. Had a penalty. But that's, you know, listen, rookie playing in his first game. Remember, he didn't play the full preseason because he was banged up with the shoulder. Which game was it that he didn't play? Was it the Bengals game? I think it was the Bengals game. So you have that. So you'll hear from Trey Amos, plus your phone calls. But you'll also hear this. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $2.50 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And guess what, guys? With the Commanders playing on Thursday night, you know what that means? Full Sunday of NFL action. And even if you have to go out, I might have to go out for something. Paramount Plus. There you go. How about them apples? We get a Sunday at home already. How exciting. I love going to games, but I love being home. I like not being at games. I can see it better, honestly. But whatever. So there you go. Thursday night football. Commanders, Green Bay Packers. All right, let's get back to you on the phones. Let's get to line 2. Little is with us in D.C. What's up, Little? How are you?
Russo, shout out to A-Mac. Hey, Russo, I heard your boy, your main man, Double A, mentioned the doctor. The doctor been quiet as a church mouse since after that North Carolina whooping. And you know, I'm just saying not to get on the doctor because, you know, she could be very busy right now. But, you know, if you got to walk the walk, if you're going to talk the talk, Dr. Sabaj. Hey, look here, man. Let me say, I'm going to say this one. I'm going to use this one situation at the game. You know, I was at the game, Bruce, and I wanted to see this kid do it. Even though he's a little rusty, like Double A say, they should be playing him a little bit more. He ain't do but one pass in the preseason. Live, ain't nothing like practice when you come to them live action, Bruce. You know that. But I'm going to use this one situation as a parable. Again, I was worried about this kid. Was he going to step his game up? Because when he leak out to the right side of the pocket, he'd take off and run. Now he's stopping and manifesting the field. I'm going to use this one play as a parable. When he hit that guy, Debo, when he rolled to the right, he kept his head up. Boom. I mean, I'm telling you now, man, look, Russo, you say that. I remember last year, Russo, I said, I called him the king. You said, nah, a little bit too early for that. This kid go out there and get this Super Bowl this year. And get the MVP, which is going to be kind of hard to get because your man up there in Buffalo looking good. Hey, look, one other thing. Where my man at? He always call you. I ain't heard nothing. He's quiet as a church mouse right now. Robin from Annapolis. Come on, Robin from Charm City. You got everything.
Yeah, I think Robert's mad at me or something because I heard him call Kevin recently, but he never calls me anymore.
No, he called Kevin. I hear him call Kevin. You know, he kind of hurt. I hope somebody call and check on him. Come on, somebody call Robin from Annapolis and check on him, man. But look, moving forward, Russo, that one play made me figure this kid is manifesting the field when he's rolling out and he's not taking off running. That's all I wanted to see.
Yeah.
The kid is, what they call him, he's all that. That's all I wanted to see. Can he step his game up? And far wide, there's a little rusty, of course. But we didn't want to hurt the Giants too bad. We didn't want to show too much. Guess what? Got a game 2 more days. We didn't want to get the Packers too much to see. How about that, big fella? God bless y'all. Stay up, man.
All right. Thank you, Little. Appreciate you. All right. Listen, about Jaden Daniels. So, look, he was clearly behind on a couple of throws. Now, again, whether that's the receiver being in the right spot, him, that I can't tell. But it is what it is. They might know. We don't know. Okay? So just, again, your eyes don't always tell you everything. But I want to take you to the Debo Samuel touchdown, right? Here it is. 14-6, they're leading. They're only up by one score technically one score plus a two-point conversion, right? And on that particular series that Debo finishes off with the jet reverse hook, okay, which goes for 19 yards, and again, it's his one and only carry yesterday, his first carry, and it matches his old uniform number in San Francisco, and I guess just more for numbers, it matches the same exact yardage output that he had on his first carry with the Commanders against Cincinnati on Monday night, 19 yards, but it was to the opposite side, and it was a different formation. And I wondered then why Cliff Kingsbury would have put that out on tape. And then we may have seen, oh, okay, well, we could do this differently. So they lined up Debo on the left side on this particular one, right? And which they did on the first one. And he runs across the line of scrimmage. But in the preseason, he gets the ball and he keeps running left to right and then turns the corner for 19. Here, he button hooks and turns and spins around and comes back the other way to get the ball from Jaden to turn it for 19 and the touchdown. Little subtle differences. But on that drive, it starts at the Washington 20 with 12:06 left to go in the fourth quarter. Again, nursing a 14-6 lead. You need to put together a good drive here. You need to at least get 3 points to make it a two-score game. And instead, they get 7. And I said, after the first run, right? After the first run in which Jaden Daniels gets 14 yards on first and 10, and he slips out of bounds, and then he follows that up on second and 17 after a Connerly holding penalty with a 12-yard run, which puts them at 3rd and 5 before he throws a dart to Debo Samuel for 19 and a first down. I said, I can't remember if I said after the first one or after the second one, I said, but remember those two runs. I did a Charlie Sloats. Remember where you were so you could remember where you are, or whatever Charlie does. Remember those two runs. Because those two runs, granted, while only one got a new first down, because it was on the first play of the series, it got the offense out of trouble at their 20. It got them out of trouble. It got them a new first down. They settled down. They converted on a 2nd and 8. Again, Daniels throwing another seed to Zach Ertz, who didn't drop it this time. And it's not fair to beat up on Zach Ertz. He's great. I mean, he scored the touchdown earlier and so on and so forth, but I'm just saying, he didn't drop it. And boom, they're able to move the offense Those two runs, without them, and of course other plays, yes, but that's a Jaden Daniels drive. Finished off by Debo Samuel. Yes, Debo is a big part of that, but that's a Jaden drive. Without those two runs, the Commanders don't get those 7 points. Maybe they get 3, but they don't get the 7. Yeah. We got to take a timeout. Hang in there. We'll get to everybody on the other side. Mark and Chevy Chase, hang on. And others, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. I just wanted to bring up that point. There is something about Debo Samuel and kickoff returns that I want to address. We'll do that on the other side. Of a trending alert right here, right now on the Team 980. All right, as we mentioned, short week here for the Commanders as Dan Quinn has already met with the media. Players getting rested and recovered for Thursday night football against the 1-0 Green Bay Packers, who tore apart the Detroit Lions late yesterday afternoon at Lambeau Field, which is where the Commanders will be Thursday night, 8:15. Of course, we'll have all week and all day coverage for you. Late night coverage Thursday night. Doc and Toby, I'll be a part of that, I guess. And, of course, the rewind on Friday. So we've got a busy week for the 1-0 Commanders tonight. Week 1 wraps up right here on the Team 980 with pregame coverage beginning at 7. Kick right around 8:15 from Soldier Field. It is the first game of the Ben Johnson era in Chicago as the Bears had new head coach Caleb Williams, second-year quarterback host, the Minnesota Vikings, and J.J. McCarthy, who will actually play in his first NFL regular season game. He missed all of last year. Again, 8:15 the kick, 7 o'clock the pregame coverage right here on the Team 980. The Nationals looking for 3 in a row. They're in Miami tonight after taking the last two from Chicago. They'll do so at 6:40 with pregame coverage, Charlie and Dave, 6:10 over on The Fan. And that's what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I thought the defense played fantastic. Just kind of the point of emphasis coming in, and what did you think you guys accomplished today?
Man, just being able to play as one on defense, D-line, linebackers, defensive back, just everybody doing their job, just being where they needed to be.
All right, that was Quan Martin, sounded like Scott Abraham, ABC 7. Coming up later on, you will hear from Trey Amos. Caught up with him for a couple minutes by myself in the Commander's locker room before everybody jumped around, so I had to kind of cut it off after five or six questions, but you will hear from the rookie cornerback who was not perfect yesterday, but good enough. Certainly with a very tough choice or matchup against, yes, a crappy quarterback. Nobody really respects Russell Wilson. At this point, he's on his fourth team in 5 years. He's way, 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 way too much of a diva and into Ciara and all that stuff. But he's a whole borderline Hall of Famer. He just is, right? But either way, one thing I wanted to bring up real quickly before I forget, and Dan Quinn was asked about it today by the media. Deebo Samuel returned the first two kickoffs for the Commanders yesterday. Deebo Samuel had the two kickoff returns for a total of 50 yards, one for 29, one for 21. So that's an average of 25 per. I don't know about you guys. I don't want to see Deebo Samuel returning kicks. I just don't. Sorry. Deebo Samuel had 10 targets, 7 catches, 77 yards, a long of 21. Obviously, the run for 19 yards on the jet reverse button hook for the touchdown. I'm good with that. Now, that doesn't mean you're always going to get that same effort or that same production. I got it. With Deebo's injury history, with some of the car crashes that can still happen on kickoff returns, even though it's been lessened, and that is an argument for. I would much rather have Luke McCaffrey, who did himself, have a kick return of 36 yards, the only kick return that he had yesterday. I would much rather, as we said throughout August and early September, rather have Luke McCaffrey there, okay, and Noah Igbinoghene. And I'm just looking at who returned kicks in games during the preseason and who's on the roster right now. Felton and Allen aren't. Igbinoghene is. Jalen Lane, I want him playing receiver and punt returner. I don't want to ask him to do kick returns. I don't think I need to do that. He didn't do anything, you know, obviously special. A couple of fair catches, Lane, but that's okay. I don't need him to do that. I've got Noah Igbinoghene. He's not, I mean, I know he played some corner yesterday after Sandra still got hurt, and he got away with a penalty on one, but that's Noah Igbinoghene's job, man, along with McCaffrey. I don't need Debo doing that. Remember, Eckler got knocked out for five games on a kickoff return. Remember that. And that was with the new rules. So it's not like it can't happen. I need Debo to be fresh for 17 or for 20 or for potentially 21. I know you can't protect everybody, but to me this seems like an elective choice that I just don't love. I'm sorry. I just don't love. All right, let's get more of your calls in. Let's go to Mark and Chevy Chase with us on the Team 980 on line four, AMAC. What's up, Mark? How are you?
Hey, I've been a longtime Commanders, Washington fan. I remember some kick returners getting knocked out. Boy, oh boy. But the reason I'm calling is not so much for that. I just wanted you to comment on the fourth on the goal line stands, because to me, that was a highlight of the defense. Them holding them, I think, three times. Or
are you talking about the first time after the penalty and then forcing the field goal from the 1 yard line, or are you talking about the one in the fourth quarter?
I think both. I think both of them were very good, but if you can comment on them.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, what was interesting is they had them stopped on the in the one in the first half, they had them stopped, but the penalty, and I forget who the penalty was on. Maybe it was I'd have to
hands to the face.
Yeah, yes. Oh, right. Exactly. Right. You're right. It was hands to the face, right? So they had them stop there, and then you think, oh, you give them a first down. Of course they're going to score a touchdown. And then they buckle down. Again, it's that run penetration that is so key. If you can put a team, whether it's at the 1 yard line, 5 yard line, 10 yard line, or wherever, if you can put a team behind in what they want to do and make it second and 11, second and 10, even if it's a no stop, no gain, you take away parts of what they want to do. In addition, like the confidence and manhood type thing where they don't feel like they can just bowl you over. Right. And everybody thought, hey, this run defense. Yeah, sure. They changed it. They did some things to address it, but why is it any better? Well, part of it is because of that. And then on the second one, obviously I'm trying to remember. I think they threw on third and fourth down, if I'm not mistaken. And
I think it was a stretch play, whatever it was.
Yeah. So, you know, the bottom line.
And he fumbled on it.
Yeah. The bottom line is they only allowed 3 points on those two sequences. So that's not going to be every week. Yeah. That's not going to be against every offense. But even last year in that Cincinnati Monday night game, they showed some ability to be resilient in those spots. So I think that's a good start, and I think it'll be fine.
Yeah, I totally agree that was one of the good starts for holding par or holding set. And I think this week, I don't know if we're underdogs, but
they are 3.5.
We are.
Yeah, they are 3.5.
I assume they are. Mm-hmm. And prime time, we always seem to have very good games against Green Bay. Well, depends which era. So maybe we'll go up there and show some grit and toughness. One last question. Does Green Bay have a tush push also?
They do not. They have a mobile quarterback. They do not, at least that I've seen, shown a tush push type part of their offense. Appreciate the phone call, Mark. Got to let you run because we're up against it. As a matter of fact, we're way late. We're on the Team 980 on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.